Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's pretty nice. The sun is shining. It's now overcast, but it's a little cool. It's about 50 degrees outside, so it's getting to be kind of cool, and we expect rain in a couple of days. So it's going to be, streets will be wet, and it'll be slipping and sliding on the streets in Las Vegas. But until then, we're having decent weather. It's beautiful outside, and it's a good day to be in Vegas, because after all, this is the entertainment capital of the world. And I'm so glad to be here. Yep, I'm Gene Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm so happy to be in Las Vegas, and I'm welcoming you to the radio show for the beginning of this week. Today is Monday, President's Day. That's right. We're giving honor to the President of the United States. Today we're celebrating their birthdays in the United States. So that's what we're doing today. We're going to celebrate the President's Day in Las Vegas. And all around the country, we're celebrating the President's Day. Now, I don't know if they celebrate the United States presidents overseas or in any other country around the world, but I know they celebrate the President's Day, the birthdays and the holidays in the United States. So they're celebrating in Las Vegas for sure. A lot of people had the day off today, so they're not working. They're at home cooking barbecue and frying fish and having a good day off. And they'll come back to work tomorrow. So it will be business as usual tomorrow. But right now, it's just another holiday in the United States. Okay, well, we had football this weekend. So, Papa D, let's talk football. Yeah, we had two football games on Saturday, and we had two football games on Sunday. All right, Papa D, who played on Saturday?
Let's take a look here. Wow, who played on Saturday?
I know Salt Lake played Birmingham, and I don't know who the Salt Lake team is, and I don't know who Birmingham is.
Yeah, so
we had the
Salt Lake Stallions lost to the Birmingham Iron 12-9. And the Arizona Hotshots beat the Memphis Express 20-18.
Oh, Arizona Hotshots beat the Memphis Express? Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. And what about Sunday's game?
On Sunday, the Orlando Apollos beat the San Antonio Commanders 37-29.
Wow. They
and,
scored a lot of points in those games. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a high-scoring game. And then the final game on Sunday, the San Diego Fleet, and they beat the Legends. Where are the Legends from? They beat the Atlanta Legends 24-12. So now, after 2 weeks of play, you know they're starting to stretch out. We have three teams in first place: the Arizona Hotshots, the Orlando Apollos, and the Birmingham Iron, both at 2-0. In second place,
the Western Conference.
No.
Okay.
So, out of the top three teams, the Arizona Hotshots are the only one from the Western Conference. And in the Eastern Conference, it's the Orlando Apollos and the Birmingham Iron, and they're all at 2-0. In second place, a tie for second, are the San Antonio Commanders and the San Diego Fleet, and they're both 1-1. And they're both also in the Western Conference. And then tied for third are the Salt Lake Stallions, the Memphis Express, and the Atlanta Legends, and they're at 0-2. So, you know, it's starting to stretch out a little bit. We should see some more of that next week.
Right. They're going to play next Saturday and next Sunday. And we'll let you know on Thursday what the breakdown of the weekend's games will be. So that's good. All right. So those teams are scoring a lot of points. Wow. It's getting exciting already. I'm liking the idea that they're scoring a lot of points. That's a good game, then. I got to check out some of the games so that I can hear what's really going on. But it sounds like they're playing real good football, so that's good. The audience is loving the football, and that's a good thing. Okay, let's talk about the news. Oh, wait a minute. We can say something about the NBA All-Star Game that played last weekend.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Who won between the East versus the West Coast, or the Eastern Division versus the Western Division? The All-Stars.
Oh boy, Team LeBron. You know how they do it now, right? It's Team LeBron. So there's Team LeBron and Team Giannis, and Team LeBron won 178-164.
Now I wonder if LeBron played. Did he play in the game, or did he just coach from the side?
I didn't watch the game, but I think he did play.
Oh, okay. It doesn't say how many points he scored. You don't have that information.
You know what? Let me look it up. Okay, here we go. Yep, he scored nine. LeBron scored 19 points. So he did play.
Oh, okay. So that means the Lakers will have him back in the lineup when they resume the season, because half the season is over and they have the All-Star game. Then they have the second half of the season. And the commentators are saying the Lakers are like a tenth of a chance to make the playoffs. They don't think that the Lakers are actually make the playoffs. So we got to wait and see what's happening with the Lakers. Now that LeBron missed 11 games, so that kind of set the Lakers back a little bit. But hopefully the Lakers will get back on the horse and they'll win a lot of the games that they – to make up for the games they lost. So we'll see what happens. And they got another player that's playing for Louisiana, a team in New Orleans, and he wants to come to the Lakers, but he still has another year on his contract. So they're not releasing him for him to come to the Lakers. His name is Anthony Davis. So they're saying that if he comes to the Lakers will really have a dynamite squad. And LeBron is hoping that Anthony Davis is going to come to the Lakers. So he's trying to put his team together, as he did when he went to Miami, and he did it when he went to Cleveland. So now he's in Los Angeles, and he's trying to put his Laker team together so that they can play for the championship, because he's only won 4 championships, and they keep comparing him to Jordan, but Jordan has 6 rings. And Jordan is now a coach. He's the owner of one of the teams. I think, what team does Jordan own? He owns, I can't think of the name of the team Jordan owns now. I think it's the Wizards, the Washington Wizards? Is that something like that? Well, I'll get the information for you, and I'll let you know later. All right. Let's talk news. Well, President Trump has received the proposals from the House of Representatives and from the Senate, and he doesn't like the proposal because they didn't give him enough money to build his wall. In fact, they haven't given him any money toward building his wall in Mexico. So he's really disappointed. And he filed a grievance, or he filed a lawsuit. So it's going to go before the Supreme Court, whether he'll be able to take money from the budget of the military and the budget from Homeland Security to build his wall. So we're waiting to see what the courts have to say about his proposal for them to take the money from other departments to give him to pay for the wall. So we'll wait and see what happens. The Senate and the House of Representatives aren't in favor of President Trump building the wall. They gave him money to help hire home to help hire guards, border patrol, but they didn't give them any money to build the wall. And that's what President Trump is disappointed about. So he's going to court to see if he can win his money in court. So we'll see what happens. We got all this week and then next week to see what the courts have to say about his proposal. Okay, well, that's it for the news and sports. So today is the President's Day. We're celebrating the birthdays of the presidents that did big things in the United States. So I think it's time for a commercial break. So Papa D, play a song and then drop a couple of commercial spots. And we'll be back with more of the show.
Hey, Mr. Who, watching for the house. Watching for the
Thank you.
and we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, Las Vegas and everybody around the world. You know, today's President's Day, and I wanted to tell you a story. Actually, I'm thinking of a situation where I had a dream, and I dreamed that I was on the Nina, the Pinto, and the Santa Maria, which were the ships that came over from England and ended up in the New World. Christopher Columbus was the captain of the ships that landed in the New World. And they came over here and set up their own little cities and own little towns, and they started living their life in the New World. And then 300 years later, in the 1700s, they started shipping slaves over to the New World. And they started doing cultural and farming plantations in the South. And the North started doing manufacturing businesses. So everybody was trying to develop their cities. And the English, England, the land of the king and the queen of England, they wanted to rule the colonies. So they thought that they could send people over to be taxing the colonies. And they sent some ships over, and they had tea in the ships. And they thought that if the colonies would drink the tea, they could charge them a tax on the tea. So the colonies decided they didn't want to pay the tax. So they dumped the boxes of tea in the water, in the bay, in the Boston Bay. And they told them they weren't going to pay the tax to England. And so England got mad and said, hey, we're going to send soldiers over to the New World, to the colonies, and we're going to take control of what's going on in the colonies. Well, the colonies didn't like that idea. So they put together their own little army called the Minutemen. And they had a guy named George Washington that they put as the general in charge of the troops that were fighting the English. And George Washington had talked to a guy named Paul Revere, And he said, I want you to go and get in the tower of this church, and you look out over the water, and you let me know if the English are coming. You put one lamp in the window if they're coming by land, and put two lamps in the window if they're coming by sea. So we know which way to set up our defenses so we can get ready to fight the English when they show up in the new colonies, because we know they're coming. So Paul Revere put the candle, the lamps in the tower, and he looked up and saw the soldiers marching across the land. And he put one lamp in the window in the colony in the tower, and then he jumped on his horse and started riding across the land, saying, the English are coming, the English are coming. He put the word out so that all the Minutemen could get ready to fight, and they fought, and they ended up defeating the English, and they ended up setting up their own government, and they let them know that they weren't going to be controlled by anybody else. They were going to run their own government and be in charge of their own people. And because George Washington was the general that led all the Minutemen and led the troops in the fight, they elected him president. And he was the first president to be elected in the New World, in the colonies. So George Washington was the new president. And he was in charge of running the colonies. And then the third president was Thomas Jefferson, and Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence so that they could set up the rules that they would live by. And it would be the Declaration of Independence that they would pass on to all of the colonists so that they would know how their government would be ruled. And the fourth president, James Madison, sent a notice to all of the countries overseas that the colonies wouldn't be ruled by anybody, that they would rule themselves. And he sent the Monroe Doctrine over to the other countries to let them know that the United Colonies, as it was called, they would be under their own control and they would do their own thing. And that's how the United States was formed. And then in 1700, they started slave trading in the colonies. And one of the slaves said, oh, master, I ain't picking no cotton. I ain't doing that. You pick the cotton yourself. And the master said, whip that man. And he had his manager whip that slave. And that's when he said, what? He said, oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, master, I'll do whatever you want me to do. You want me to go over here and pick the cotton? Yes, sir, I'll pick the cotton. Oh, yeah, I'll pick the cotton, and I'll tow the bales, and I'll pick the wheat, and I'll pick the fruit off the trees. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Just don't whip me no more, because we know that them slaves came over and they said, man, we ain't going to do that work. What's wrong with you? And that slave master told his boss to whip those slaves. And that changed that slave's mind real quick. He said, whoa, you stay away from me with that whip, and I'll pick that cotton, and I'll lift that bale, and I'll pick the fruit off the trees. I'll do all of that. Yes, sir, just keep that man from the whip, with the whip away from me. Yes, I'll do it, master. Yes, the boss. Yes, the boss. And we know boss was a code word for calling the master a son of a bitch. S-S-O-B. Son of a bitch. Stupid son of a bitch. That's what boss stands for in slave language. That was the code word for the slaves. They would call him the master, a stupid son of a bitch. But they called him boss because they said, oh, yes, the boss. Yes, the boss, whatever you want us to do, boss. But they were actually calling him a stupid son of a bitch. S-S-O-B, that's what they called him. So the slaves were making the money for the South. Okay, it's time for a commercial break. So DJ Papa D, play a song and then drop the commercial spot. And we'll be back with some more of the story. we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? We're celebrating the President's Day here in the United States of America. And I was telling the history of how the United States was developed. And we had gotten to the point where I was talking about the 16th president of the United States. He was Abraham Lincoln, and he was under a lot of confusion and complications about his presidency, because he believed that they needed to free the slaves, because he believed that the black man should be a free citizen in the United States. And the South wasn't in favor of that. They wanted the black man to stay as a slave because that was the workforce for the South. And they were generating a lot of money using the slaves as their indentured servants. So President Abraham Lincoln decided that he was going to pass a petition to free the slaves. And he did that in his presidency. And a lot of the Southerners were mad at him. So he was a play enthusiast. He used to go and watch plays, and the plays was really big business back in the 1800s. They used to put on plays, and so he got invited to go see this play in the playhouse. And while he was in the playhouse, somebody shot him. They assassinated him and killed him in the playhouse. And he was killed by James Booth, who was an actor in one of the plays. But he took his opportunity to shoot the president and kill him because of what he had done. He had freed the slaves, and the South had started losing their workforce, and they were upset about it. So James Wilkes Booth shot President Abraham Lincoln, and that was the first president to be assassinated in the United States. But He was the 16th president of the United States, and he freed the slaves. So we want to say we're happy that he did what he did for the slaves in the United States. He set America on the trail to be great. Yep, he has. Okay, Papa D, play a song. I think that's the end of the story. Happy President's Day, everybody. fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower. Pass me with that nonsense. What's up, baby? You want some dick? Cocaine. And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back. I don't know what them girls are talking about. And I said, oh, my God. And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI? And I can make you holler all day and all night. And I said, but they got dresses on. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend? And I was like, what? Come holler at me, because I can put it down, baby. I can make it work. I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit. All day long. And I like cocaine. But crack. G Money says, come see G Money, and I can make you happy. I was going to junior college, and my football coach had a nightclub in Hollywood. I guess I got kind of drunk. I was feeling really good. So I would drive up and down Hollywood looking for prostitutes. I must have been kind of drunk. I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days, and I thought to myself, I need to be home in my bed sleeping. What was I going to do? That dude was big. And I went to sleep behind the wheel. My God, I was in that. But I told him I can't go to jail right now. I'm a school teacher, and I got to do the grades for my class at the end of the year. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena. So I was driving on the fast lane, and I closed my eyes. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. I wore a fishnet dress, and I wore a silk cap, and I wore leg warmers. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album, so that you can have big laughs at your house. Thank you.
get kinda hard. And this ain't no place to be if you plan on being a star. Let me tell you, it's always cool. And the boss don't mind sometimes if you act the fool at the car wash.
That you want to send, ask G Money. Well, send me some questions, because we do have that section where we can do that part of the show right now. If we have some questions, then I can answer the questions for the listening audience for your questions that you have. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Today is the President's Day. So we're giving honor and respect to all of the presidents in the United States. Plus, today is the celebration of the birthday of two of the presidents, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Both had birthdays in the month of February. So we're wishing them happy birthday and thank you for being so honorable to be working and help develop the United States of America. Yes, we want to thank you very much for your service to our country. Now, I'm just going to say a word to the people that are living in America. Coming to America is an honor. It's not a privilege. It's an honor to live in America. So if you come to America, you got to bring something. You can't just come here and kick back and relax. You have to bring something. You have to bring some kind of skill, some kind of talent. You got to bring something to make your trip and your experience here beneficial for everybody. That's how we do it in America. Everybody has to contribute to the development of the nation. That's what we have to do. And we expect everybody to pitch in and do their part. So that will make them substantial citizens in America. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening to the radio show today. We'll be back on the air tomorrow and on Thursday and on Friday. So you can listen to our radio show. And we plan to be entertaining all week long. So thank you, Papa D, my DJ and my engineer. You're doing an outstanding job with the music and the information. And Big Nasty, we thank you for your popping in and out. We appreciate that. So I want to say thank you to everybody that's listening to the radio show. And be looking out for a podcast, because we're planning to go on YouTube with the podcast with some real interesting information. So, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Have a good President's Day. Later.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.